It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I saw some photos the other day in the social media from a county fair. Yes, the county fair season is underway already. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Some of you won't have a fair for quite a few weeks yet, but some folks are already participating in that great family tradition. Maybe their grandparents were involved in the family fair. Their parents, perhaps, were involved in that county fair, the community fair that takes place. Many instances supporting agriculture and with 4-H and FFA involvement. It's one of the great traditions on the farm. And another tradition is Mystic Lubricants. Many folks have learned to take care of their equipment from their parents and grandparents, and that means using Mystic products like legendary JT6 grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environment. One farmer told me, "I use it, Max, because it works." Find out more about Mystic Lubricants at mysticlubes.com. Sunshine and blue skies would be a welcome sight for the College Baseball World Series going on in Omaha, but more delays could be in the forecast. There's more rain in that region this morning. Many of us have known the cabin fever feeling of being stuck in the house because of a winter snowstorm, but few of us have been isolated for 4 days because of flooding. That's what happened in Drummond, Wisconsin. As of yesterday, flooded roads still blocked passage for some in Bayfield County, Wisconsin, in the northwest part of the state. Drummond received more than 15 inches of rain over a period of 3 days. The rain event that started last Friday. Drummond residents were expecting rain, but not well over a foot. The town council chairman, Royden Bloom, said every time it would start raining again, it was, "Please, please stop. Please, no more. Can't take any more." He said the whole countryside's underwater. Everything. It's really amazing the power of this stuff. And Royden added, "Wow, you can't fight this guy." From This Week in Agribusiness, the free fall in the grain market continued yesterday with some signs of stabilizing, though, overnight. Soybean prices continue to struggle mightily as that commodity has been the high-profile, vulnerable pawn in this trade chess match between the U.S. and China. Prices at one time yesterday tanked more than 45 cents a bushel. The widow of boxing legend Muhammad Ali is selling the Berrien Springs, Michigan home where Ali went to escape his fame. Ali bought that pastoral southwest Michigan farm in 1975, almost a decade before he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It's an 81-acre property where the former heavyweight champion spent his summers and a portion of his retirement. There's a lot to it there. A lot of customized touches in that home, an elaborate boxing ring, a steam room, a full-size basketball court. Structures on the property include the main house, a carriage house, a pool, a gym, garages, two climate-controlled garages, each accommodating more than five cars. The list price is $2 million. $895,037, $37, representing Ali's knockouts in his career. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.